Blog Talk Radio.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Clan used to rally downtown in my city. And you wonder why the race relationship's so shitty? Show no pity. That's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city. It's all over the TV. Martin Luther King. I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent a hit, but the timing sure make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame and never take no wooden nickels when they all
homie,
change.
I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see
they
the big
say a picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the Tech 9 and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with some trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick, but it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Bree told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stun. Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.
We patterned our lives today after a caveman and after a cave woman that just crawled out of the caves and hills of Europe and walk around today with an attaché case, smelling like Pierre Cardin and smelling like Uchi and Coochie and Gucci and all that other stuff. This is a caveman. He spent 2,000 years, she spent 2,000 years in the caves and hills of Europe. I'm still talking about the goddamn white man. Spent 2,000 years in the caves and hills of where? E-U-R-O. O-P-E. This man, Elijah Muhammad, right, and this man, Louis Farrakhan, they teach us that EU means caves and hillsides. Euro, Eureka, you've heard the term. EU means caves and hillsides. Rope is self-explanatory. They were roped or bound or confined within the caves and hills of Europe for 2,000 years. And for 2,000 years, this blue-eyed devil crawled around on his all fours. He ate his meat raw. They ate each other even. They ate dogs. They ate anything. They take tree limbs and bust an animal in the head or drop a rock or a boulder on the animal and bust the animal in the head, blood everywhere, all in the mangy, diseased fur of the animal, drag the animal back to the cave, and the little baby devils and the medium-sized devils and the mama devil and the daddy devil and the uncle devil and the auntie devil and the cousin devil and the grandma devil and the grandpa devil, all of them within start biting on the nasty hair and fur of this dead, bloody animal lying right there in the cave. They didn't know anything about fire. Yeah, when they first discovered fire, they damn near ran off the cliff. Gee whiz, gee Panini? What is that? Really, they couldn't make any, they couldn't even talk in those days. How many of you saw the movie Quest for Fire? Hold your black hands up. If you saw Quest for Fire. In Quest for Fire, you saw... But they tell you, you were a savage. They want you to believe that you were a savage. They walked around all in ooga booga. They're the ones that put the lie on us. But they were the ones who go, Einstein language and all kind of stuff. You could always talk. There's never been a time when you couldn't talk, black man. And we know it ain't never been a time when you couldn't talk, black woman. Sister got something to say. Because she's the first teacher. The children, the babies, they learn the language from her. They don't call it the father tongue. They call it the what? Why they call it the mother tongue instead of the other tongue? They call it the mother tongue because it is mother who fills them with the spirit of life. It is mother who inspires them, giving them inspiration and information that moves them along the course of life. And so they call it the mother tongue because the goddess is the one who breathes that life into them. Y'all still with me? We still talk about the goddamn white man.
All right. Welcome. This is Monday night. This is the Panther Party Radio Network. And once again, this is the big picture. I just thought that a good expression of letting somebody kind of say what I feel, spill a little bit of truth, and also, you know, that's just one of my most favorite clips. Welcome to all the listeners, all my overseas listeners, Russia. I see y'all still listening. Won't y'all let Britney go? She ain't done nothing to y'all. Y'all stop trying to use up the leverage. I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into the treatment of our women. That's going to be the bulk of my conversation tonight. But welcome to Russia, Brazil, India, Israel, all others, you know, United States, and all you others, you know, I shout y'all out all the time. Boston Mass, Family, Activate Media, .org, Activate Radio. Hope you all can hear me well. I am traveling as usual. Wanted to be situated on my way to some part of Kansas, and that's going to also be a small part of my discussion tonight as well. I'll be joined tonight by Sister Tamisha Renee, who is gracious enough to join me so that I can be able to just get a woman's perspective on some of the subject matter that I'll be talking about, and I just can appreciate the balance brought by the feminine spirit as opposed to the male perspective at all times, which is mine, basically on this show and till others call in. But if you are listening and would like to call in, sisters, this show really is going to be for and about you. I'm concerned about all of our well-being. Don't get me wrong. I want us all to be safe, first of all, and I want us all to be able to just live in peace, you know, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about, you know, the need to get on our team, Team Black. You know, as I always say here, I don't really care what organization you with, from, belong to. None of that really matters. In my world, is put black first. That's all I'm asking, because we deserve to be first in something, so we should definitely be first to us, you know. And just, you know, because our men, women, and children are expendable here in America, as well as other countries, like what's going on with Brittany Griner. And it ain't happening because she's homosexual, lesbian. It's happening to her because she's black. Russia don't really do black people either. And that's why I say it's important that we know how we are accepted, perceived, and looked at besides just here in America, because we know how we're perceived here, and the world feels the same way for the most part. And we're seeing that with Brittany Griner just being used as a pawn in Russia's war. And I want you to understand and check out how this country, America, hasn't went to bat for her. You know, she's a black woman, so ain't nobody really going to be going to bat for her. And that's why I say, if we are together enough in numbers, we can make things change without any outside help, influence, because like I always stress, we ain't never needed them. They've always needed us in order to obtain the things that they have. And not only that, in order to maintain the things that they have and have had. They wouldn't have it had it not been for our ancestors' sacrifices. So this country, like I always say, belongs to us, and we need to start just being more concerned about our well-being, more concerned about the things that are happening to us, and like I say, not just here, abroad as well. Because we have to know, like I say, where we can go, where we're truly welcome. Because honestly, truth be told, a lot of these countries really don't welcome us with open arms. I'll just say that. Much like this country. And now here in America, not only is the coronavirus rampant, or they're ramping it up again, at least. But there's a virus that I spoke of a few weeks back that they've never tried to cure, that they have never tried to even address, and that's that virus of white supremacy racism, which is violent in nature. And anything that it does is going to be violent in nature, and we're seeing that. We have saw over the last few weeks so many mass shootings, and this country is remaining silent on it. It is not really addressing this problem, and this is not something that just started happening. This is something that is now just really going overboard at this point. And as long as there are no known consequences, no one with that proper complexion is being murdered for doing it. You know, like I say, there have been a few mass shootings, and one here in Texas involving a Hispanic, which they killed. One in Tulsa, they say it was a self-inflicted, but I really just can't fall for that media and that tell-lie vision. And I think they killed him too. You know, we don't even have to have a gun as a black man or a black woman, much like the pregnant woman up here in Kansas. Leona Hale, I believe, was her last name. But, you know, a pregnant woman. And I was reading another case that happened about 4 years ago. I can't recall the lady's name, but she was pregnant as well, but she was killed. Happened on the east side of Detroit about 4 years ago, a little over 4 years ago. So really what I want to talk about tonight is, like I always say, the fact that, you know, we need each other. And, I mean, we need each other right now. You know, we are all under scrutiny and under thumb and nail of this suppressive system. And we keep seeing constantly that this suppressive system is not going to do anything but worry itself with its maintaining of power. That's what it's all about in this country. You know, at least with white supremacy racism, it's about power, keeping that power, and controlling whoever, whomever, whenever, wherever, and doing whatever they have to do to keep control. And I don't know how many of y'all truly pay attention, but when it comes to control, we are always the ones who are targeted hardest. And not only that, we are always put in the position to be controlled the easiest. And that is because we, for one, won't work together. We'll come together for certain circumstances, but we will not stay together after those circumstances have passed, in order to continue to have a peaceful existence. Because the longer we stay together, we can exist in peace, no matter where we're at. And I keep saying this too for you listeners here in the States. Come on back to the South, where we can saturate it with ourselves, and we can have some sort of control somewhere, and fix ourselves internally. And then we can show the world how we master shit. Because I've always said that. I always felt that. And once we can get ourselves to ourselves where we can fix ourselves internally, we can worry less and less about the external distractions and maintain ourselves in a peaceful manner and be safe. And not have to worry about ourselves, and especially our children and our women. I'm going to explain something. This white supremacist oppressive system, which has made all the laws, which has always governed all the people, and made laws to protect itself from its evils, and went so far to protect their women by making legislature in Virginia back in 1664. This is how the white supremacist racist system protects its women. And it's about time, brothers, that we do the same. It's about time that we start once again to police our communities, provide the protection for our women. Right now, as I said earlier, Brittany Griner still locked up in a racist, communist country that has never given a damn about black people. They will allow them to come over there like she was to play sports because that helped to fuel their economy, of course. She's making money, but somebody's making more in order to pay her. See, they have always used us for their financial wealth. They've used us for their generational wealth existence. And still to this day, they do the same. TikTok, no different. Instagram, no different. Reels, no different. They use us. That's why I say we have never needed them. We have always possessed the talent, the skill, the intellect. They tricked us into thinking that we were a savage animal that they had to teach, when in our reality, just like all stories that come out of a pair of white lips, 99.9% of the time is whitewashed and untrue. And just like they have managed to give us their characteristic and convince the world that we're the wild savages, when they were actually the wild savages who wasn't used to nothing and were running around raping women. And not only that, they were also allowing their women to kill our women and babies, and created a law called the Casual Killing Act, which allowed it. It allowed it. And allowed them to not be criminalized. But in the meanwhile, right here, right now, in 2022, our women are being jailed for offenses in other countries that this country has not even spoken about publicly. And then we find out that the WNBA put a gag on the WNBA players, not allowing them to speak about it. Once again, just sweeping our issues and things that are happening to us in violation under the rug, and not standing up and fighting for us as they would if it were any other ethnicity that were jailed in a country for a really small infraction. And then on top of that, like I say, right here in the state where I am going in some part of and will be in some part of tomorrow, we have a sister who now they are trying to, as they always do with this media and television, they are trying to spin the narrative that, because the initial video of the shooting of the sister, Leona Hale, the initial video, the lady recording said she didn't have anything in her hand. Then, not only that, the initial reports were saying that she turned like a 180 and had nothing in her hands. And then, not only, I mean, that's really beside the point, too. You know, these coward police that are being trained to over-police us. And that has always been the game in America. Always suppress the blacks. And in the meanwhile, we'll let some Afghanistans in over here and give them some land and money, but don't really talk about that. Yeah, we're going to allow these Ukrainians to come over here, and we're going to give them some land and some money, but hey, land it all out there like that. You know, they keep hush what they want to keep hush, and they give to whom they want to give, and all they have ever given us is unjust treatment and lies and broken promises. You know, this country has never stood on its word when it comes to us and what they said they would give us and provide for us as a race. Because, like I always say, they know that we master things. We don't just do things. We are a very intellectual and creative people, and when we do something, we do it above and beyond, because we have always had to go above and beyond what anybody else in this country did. And even in doing that, we have never been truly respected by this country. So with that being said, what makes us think that the treatment is going to change? It hasn't. Our women are still being victimized out here. Our women are under fire as well, and I speak on our women especially because they are more vulnerable. I'm not saying that they can't protect themselves, because there are several women who can. But I'm saying they are soft targets. And that's what devils and evildoers do. They pick soft targets so that they can easily corral them, control them, and organ harvesting. It is real. The sex trafficking, it is real. And what happens is there are so many of us as weak-minded, money-hungry individuals who will do the work of the devil just for a few funky dollars. And you will capture and sell your own, much like what happened to us in the past. But we have got to be bigger and better individuals than that now, in this day and time. I keep saying this, we need each other, and we are going to really have an opportunity to see how much we need each other. And it's more than you know. And when we do that and start working again together as a unit, everything will fall in place. Our women and our children will have the protection that they need, and not only that, that they deserve. Because, see, we need to be just like white supremacy racism and not allow anything to harm our women, nor our children, nor our elderly. And we need to become the men that are building again, who are being the example of what needs to be done within our communities in order to exist and coexist together. Because a lot we don't coexist together well because of what we've been programmed and taught about one another. And we don't respect and protect our women because of what our minds have been programmed and taught about our own women, the mothers, the aunts, the nieces, our grandmothers, great-grandmothers deserve the same respect as any other ethnicity of women, and even more so because she is the first to ever grace this planet. So she deserves the respect of the first to ever do it. To ever do it. To ever do anything that a woman has ever done on this earth. A black woman was the first to do it. Black man, that deserves respect. Black man, that deserves protection to the utmost, you know, to the 10th power, because she is first here. Our women deserve more than being gunned down in these streets. See, this is where we have to step in. I saw a video about a week or so ago of a woman standing in line being degraded by a racist, and she turned around and he beat on her like a man. And I saw in the background towards the end of the video, a brother walked in, and he should have been running in, tackling him to the ground, giving him some of what he just gave her. Yeah, I said it, because that's what he should have got. Because as sure as it go to court or whatever, this system ain't going to punish him correctly. It ain't going to fix his lips. And what's going to fix their lips is us as black men taking our places and standing up with respect and to protect our black women. We won't have to worry about them being overseas, locked up unjustly for some minor bullshit. We will not have to worry about our women being gunned down in the street. Not only that, with baby. And you know, let's just talk about that for one quick minute too. And I'm going to take a break and I'm going to bring my guest in. I'm going to at least open up the microphone where she can chime in. I see she is here with me, and I appreciate you jumping on with me, Sister Tamisha Queen, and helping me bring some insight to this table that I'm setting for tonight. I want this to be about the black woman and respecting her, because without the black woman, we don't have the black children. We don't have the next generation. If we're not protecting our daughters and granddaughters out here, we don't get another generation, and another generation, because they'll be killing off what produces that. And they're already turning the tables and twisting minds to doing alternative things to keep us from being a producing race of people. And it's still not working, but their agenda is in action. And that's what I'm saying. We need an agenda to protect our black women. Sure enough, okay, Sister Leona, they say allegedly her and her boyfriend carjacked some people at gunpoint. But does that require her death? And the brother, I fought him because he ran off. and left a pregnant queen there to fend for herself with them slave catchers, these race soldiers. No, you do not desert the queen. You stand and fight for the queen. Like I say, without the queen, there would have never been a king without the queen. It take a queen to produce a king. You understand me? So why are we not as protective of our queen? We've got to, like I say, learn to create a code just like they created their laws to protect. We can create code of protection for ourselves and especially our queens and our young princesses, because they are under attack too. They are the future, and in killing our youth, they are killing future generations. They are taking away the ability of that individual to produce another family, their children, and then their children. So we have got to put our foot down, black man, first of all, in order to give our communities opportunity and chance for survival and peace, because that's what we want, peace. That's all we've ever wanted was peace, but they just can't leave us alone. They've always got a devil and devil in whatever it is that we're doing, even if it doesn't involve them. They will never allow us the opportunity until we take it and do with it what we should do with it. Because what we need to be doing with every opportunity is, first of all, uniting ourselves. That's step one. That'll stop all the bull that's happening. That'll stop all this killing of our women. That will stop all of the killing of our children. And it's up to the black man to exhibit the power, exert the force necessary. And I'm not saying, like my mama used to tell me, go start some shit. But what I am saying is, don't take it. And we have taken a lot. We have taken more than enough. And our women and our children deserve so much better and deserve an opportunity to once again live in peace like we used to with the village, where everybody played their role. The man was the man. He took care of the home. He took care of the community. The men stood together to do what was necessary for the family to survive. Without the family, there is no community. Without the community, there is no unity. Come, unity. Yeah, come, unity. And that's what we need to do. Come to unity. The first step to peace within our communities. And we deserve it more than anyone else. Everyone else has always been afforded the ability to live in peace and not be constantly bothered and over-policed. And see, we can police ourselves. As a matter of fact, it's up to us to police ourselves. like I always say, and fix ourselves internally, which is taking charge, being accountable for these young minds that are running around here. And like I say, everybody playing their role, whether in-house or not, play a part in that child's life where mom don't take away the ability for that father to be a father to that child, because that father, that child needs that father as well and needs that balance. He needs that hard, tough love that will go upside his head. And then he needs that soft love that pamper him and let him know, I'm with your father. We are raising you, but this is what you need to do. Give him that comfort once again to once again be unashamed of his action, corrected for his action, and understand, like I say, his actual fault. And that's just a pecking order where the man plays his role, the woman plays her role, and missions are accomplished with that. So that's the 40 minutes. And I said, I promised Sister Tamisha that I wasn't going to talk no whole hour. I was going to open up the microphone so we could get some dialogue going, and I also see that I have another caller. So what I am going to do, Sister Tamisha, and anybody that's listening right now, if you want to get in on this conversation, and sisters, this is for you, and I really want to have a talk tonight about what we need to do to rebuild ourselves, communities, and take care of one another like we really should. So I'm going to take a quick break, and then if you are listening online, call in number 914-205-5538. And as you know, if you're online already, you can press that 1, and I will see and open up your microphone as well. This is The Big Picture on the Panther Party Radio Network, and we'll be back after this quick break.
In my life, but there are things that I cannot forget and I cannot put down. I believe with all of my heart that the white man is the devil, and I must teach that he is the devil. I cannot back down from that. I must teach that he is the devil. All things that due to Allah, whether you like me or not, whether you accept me or not, whether you condemn me or not, whether you suspend me or not, the goddamn white man is the devil, and I will teach it from the cradle to the grave. Always teach it. Because I know that you are a fickle people. I know that you are a flip-flop, wishy-washy people. I know that you are different strokes for different folks, but it's different ways on different days. Oh, yes, you are. God damn it, if somebody don't continue to remind you, you'll try to walk in the slave theater with Susie Ronwickle on your arm. Yes, you will. God damn it, sister, you'll try to come in here with Bob, Bill, Larry. Sister will try to come in here with Merv, with Doug. God damn it, Doug can't come in. Cindy, Kathy, keep Heather the hell out of here. No Heather in here. Hell no. This is the slave theater. Well, why does Brother Halton Maddox leave the name slave on it? Because, goddammit, we're still in the land of our bondage. We're still in the land of captivity. We're still a slave to the Democratic Party. Still a slave to the Republican Party. You can't even see a Freedom Party. You don't see it. You're a slave. I'm a slave. And unless we admit that we are slaves, then we can never get free. Never get free. The first thing a slave must do is admit I'm in bondage. Admit I'm in captivity. Admit that I'm a slave and Giuliani is a slave master. Admit that I'm a slave and Clinton is a slave master. Admit that I'm a slave and Cuomo is a slave master. That's the only way you can get free. Stop walking around acting hip, slick, cute, and cool with Hoochie and Coochie and Poochie and Gucci and all that stuff. You're a slave. You can't wait to get out of here and get a good night's sleep so you can go to your elevator plantation tomorrow. You're a slave. You're a slave to your car note. You're a slave to your rent. You're a slave to your lease. You're a slave to your telephone bill. You're a slave to your light bill, your gas bill. You're a slave. And God damn it, this is the slave theater, and all the radical slaves come here. The Nat Turner slaves come here. The Harriet Tubman slaves come here. The Denmark Beasley slaves come here. This is the slave theater. All praise is due to Allah. This is the slave theater. I'm a slave. As I told Devil Hugh, Phil Devil Hugh, I say I'm one of the rebellious slaves. I'm not a peaceful slave. I'm not a compromising slave. I'm not a skinning, grinning, shuffling, scratching, boot-licking, butt-licking slave. I'm a slave that don't give a damn about you, cracker. Don't care nothing about you. Don't give a damn whether I see another cracker or not. I want to be free. I'm a slave who wants to organize the rest of the slaves. I looked at the crackers on 125th Street. Some of you trembled when you saw them. I was inspired. I couldn't sleep. I was dreaming of confrontation with the enemy. Every slave must dream of confrontation with the enemy. I want to organize some black men. What would have happened if 500 black men would have showed up on 125th Street? I ain't talking about with no damn picket sign. Huh?
That your message, apparent message of love that you brought back from Islam is the real reason they're after you, because you're not hating as hard as they want you to.
Well, I never did hate anybody hard, but I do know that when I wrote that letter saying that they were white people in Mecca, it shook up a lot of Muslims, because most of the Muslims who follow Mr. Muhammad absolutely believed that it was impossible, physically impossible, I should say divinely impossible, for a white person to go to Mecca. And my trip there shattered that image or that misconcept.
Anyone call you directly, Malcolm?
Oh, I've been receiving calls ever since I left the Black Muslim Movement.
And what sort of calls, Malcolm? You're disenchanted in view of the fact that these men who were your brothers are making threats against your life?
No, because actually it's not their fault. Most of them, now Joseph and the officials, they have a knowledge of what it's all about. But the rank-and-file Muslim brother does not know what it's all about. They are out of religious sincerity. They think that they are doing the will of Allah by protecting a man who I myself taught them was divine. So I don't in any way fault them. But those who are over them and give the orders, and actually the ultimate order comes from Elijah Muhammad himself. As long as I represented the Black Muslim movement as an example of morality, unity, and militancy, as long as I could do that, I represented it. It was when I realized that it could not be represented as that, that I came on and started working among the non-Muslim Negroes, as I announced in January, and I had no intention, or rather March, and I had no intention of ever even speaking on this. Had they left me alone, you still wouldn't know what really took place.
Why are they threatening your life?
Well, primarily because they're afraid that I will tell the real reason that they've been, that I'm out of the black Muslim movement, which I never told. I kept to myself. But the real reason is that Elijah Muhammad, the head of the movement, is the father of 8 children by 6 different teenage girls, 6 different teenage girls who were his private personal secretary. The one who first made me aware of this was Wallace Muhammad, Mr. Muhammad's son. And I had stated in a newspaper article about an effort to take my life back in January, and at that time the Muslims denied it. In fact, they tried to make it appear to my brother that I was insane. But on a program in Chicago called Hotline, that's moderated by Wesley South, John Ali, the national secretary, admitted, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, one of these days last week, that they absolutely were going to kill me.
What steps
would you take to protect yourself from this threat?
I take no steps. I have a rifle. If anybody comes to my house without a good reason, I intend to try and use it. And that's all.
Right now?
No, I don't worry. I tell you, I'm a man who believed that I died 20 years ago, and I live like a man who is dead already. I have no fear whatsoever of anybody or anything.
Now, welcome back. I am sorry for the extended break, but I just wanted to get them two clips in because I feel like that is what we need to be doing as black men, having no fear whatsoever and protecting our women with our lives, because like Brother Malcolm said, we're already dead. When you're born, the process of death begins. So why do something meaningful? Why not do something that is not about self? And doing something that can provide a better way of life for those here now and those that are going to come behind us. Just trying to make the road a little bit easier. Okay, as I promised, and I know she's been listening and waiting patiently, and I appreciate her, like I say, joining me once again, Sister Tamisha Renee. Your mic is open and you can get in and just introduce yourself to the people. Tell them, I don't know, just, you know, small tidbit about yourself, and I know you've been listening to my commentary, so the floor is yours. And that is if you're available now. If not, I can carry on a few more minutes, but you are mic'd up. Okay, and any other listeners that are online, if you are wanting to join in on the conversation, you can always press the 1 to join in on the conversation. I'll just kind of continue on what I was saying then, and just having that strong male leadership, which was, you know, ever present back then in the 1960s, 50s, and beyond. And like I was saying earlier when I was speaking on pecking order, and what I truly meant by that was everyone that is involved on a team plays a certain role. plays a certain position, contributes a certain skill set to that team. And marriage, relationships, community building, all the same thing. You know, it's team building, relationship building, you know, and building things that are beneficial. And not only that, building strong bonds within communities where your children know not to show out because they know that somebody's watching them. You know, that village that we used to have, no matter where you were, it was always an adult that when you decided to do something that you know you had no business doing, there was always an adult somewhere to keep you in line. And that can be rebuilt. And that's why it's important for each and every one of us to play our positions. And brothers, you know, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It ain't about having 5, 6, 7 skirts just because the ratio was 8 to 1. Get you one and respect her. Truly respect her. And not only that, allow your kids, and like I say, even if you are not under the same roof parenting, it does your children good to see you all having a social, at least the ability to be social with one another. And no child wants to hear, you know, ugly things being said back and forth. And sometimes some of us as adults put children in uncomfortable situations unnecessarily. And we've got to stop doing that as a people, because our children deserve better than that. And like I say, it's just the point of playing our positions and playing them well and bringing the proper skill sets to where we're protecting our women. Our children are not suffering. It's important that we build things that we need, where we don't have to always venture outside our communities in places where we may not be wanted. And then there are enough black businesses, well, I'll say, at least around Dallas in bigger cities, to where we don't have to subject ourselves to a unfair, unjust judgment of our character just because of how we look, because of maybe how we wear our hair, or maybe because of the clothes that we have on, just being discriminated against in those simple fashions, you know, and made to feel uncomfortable where you shouldn't be made to feel that way. And that's why I say it's important that we both, as black men and black women, play our roles. Because it's a team effort within our community. You know, brothers and sisters, play your role. Because it's a role for all of us to play. And everybody don't have to be boots on the ground front line. Sometimes, well, that's not meant for everybody. Especially the way times are now. There's so many things that can be done. The movement, all of this technology that we have at our disposal, should be using it to spread the word. Use it to, you know, just up, to, just get on there and say something uplifting. Just anything. There are so many things that can be done, and without the communication, we won't progress. I said this in last week's show. You know, progressing without a plan is impossible. It'll never happen. Now you can progress, but what are you progressing to? How are you? You know, you have to have in order how you want to progress. A plan. If you've never sat down and communicated, you, that's something that you can never do enough of, is communicating the plan, communicating what it is you want. Like I say, if we were to bring ourselves together the way we should be together and stay together, well, a lot of the problems that we are going through right now, we could make some of them subside and go away. And like I say, you know, the situations where this country won't go to bat for us, we can have our own people ready and able to go to bat for us. But we don't think on them terms. We still feel like we need to be under the protection or the wing of this goddamn America. And I'm going to just say this to you. We have never been under the protective wing of this country. Never. That was, no, not us. Not as black men and black women. They've never fought to protect us. Look at right now with the young sister, Brittany Griner. They're not trying to help her. You know, so many instances when they could help us, this system never does. Doesn't do anything about police violence because it's not affecting those upscale neighborhoods where they live and reside. It's not their aunts and nieces and cousins and children that are being taken away unnecessarily, gunned down in these streets. And I've always said we've got to redistribute the pain. And I say that starts economically. Because when we can finance ourselves, we can exclude them. Because we don't need them, and there'll be no need for them once we realize, first of all, that we've got to start building. We've got to start working together. It's a necessity. I keep saying this every week. We need each other out here. And I hate to say it in this fashion, but times are going to get tougher, and we're really going to need each other out here. Our skill set for the team, because that's really what it is truly about, the team, the overall team, Team Black. Like I said in the introduction, that is the team. And that's really, really, I'm gonna say this, and it's not that I don't have compassion for other people, but right now I'm more focused on us. I'm not concerned about what's happening with everybody else. I'm concerned about what's happening with us, because it's never stopped. It has never stopped. And nobody has ever tried to make the wrongs right. And like I said, comes a time when we have to realize that what we can accomplish in numbers to benefit us and not some white man up in the White House. The only time we come together, Like I say, to vote to get that little white damn sticker that you're so proud of, you're putting on Facebook, skinning and grinning every 4 years, every 2 years, you know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't get us. That's power. Our power put Ain't Shit Joe and Inhine Harris in office. And we haven't realized or put that power to work for us yet. And what has he done for us? I told y'all he wasn't shit. He ain't done shit for us. Nothing. Our black women getting gunned down in these streets by these pigs. What has Joe Biden done? What has Inhine Harris done? The boy, I hate to play a game of hide and seek with her, boy. She can hide for 3-4 years. Like she's been hide for about 4 years. I'm just asking. I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm just asking. Where in the hell is she? All that shit she said she was going to do. All that shit he said he was going to do. You ain't black if you don't vote for me. So, you know, when we going to realize we are all we need? We are all we need. And we need to fix each other and stand up for each other. And we need to be standing up for my brother Rakim Baylagoon right now, who's still locked down unjustly. Brittany Griner, Sister Leona, we need to be standing up for all of them. George Floyd, look at how they do our women. Sandra Bland, don't forget about that. Please, don't forget about that. You know, the sister that they kicked her door in, shot her, and I think at the time injured her 5-year-old son, shot him as well, like in the arm or something. Corinne Gaines, you know. So when are we brothers going to say, you know, enough, hands off our women. And the fuck off our women. Stop shooting our women. You know, I'm asking. I'm really, you know, that's a serious question because they deserve it. Like I said, they are the first. Without the black woman, nothing would exist. You know, so think about that, brothers, and think about what that says about those of us who are not willing to stand up. Like Malcolm said, you know, you got to get over your fear of death and just understand that death is coming. Death is part of life. And then I always tell my mom, death is just a new life. There's nothing you can do to dodge that. Do something with this shell while you're here that's going to make conditions better for those who will be left behind once. And that's what it's about, serving the people. Serving the people. You know, coexisting with one another. Providing the peace and stability, opportunity, and all that we need. Giving the truth to our children so they'll know don't ever go back. Always keep looking forward because, like I say, we are the ones who built this country. We have just never taken the opportunity to do it for ourselves. And we've got to understand that. And I don't think that we really take the time to understand that because I think if we did, we'd work together better. and we've worked harder to provide the things that we truly need. You know, and that is why I say we need each other. We don't really need nobody else. Your microphone is open, Sister Tamisha.
Hi, thank you, King. Thank you, Will, for inviting me on to your show tonight.
Always, always, and thank you for coming on. I know you've been sitting and listening, so I'm going to kind of just listen to what you have to add to the conversation.
Okay.
And we will dialogue.
All right. That works. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I will just, you know, briefly talk about how, yes, black women in this country, in this white racist America, we are the most disrespected in this country, period, point blank. You know, we're disrespected in public. We're disrespected on our jobs. Disrespected, you know, by law enforcement. And I truly believe that we are as such because we are very innovative. We're very creative. We're very smart. We're very resourceful. We are just very strong, you know, in so many ways. And the world, I believe, is just very intimidated by that. And that is the reason why, you know, they try to keep us down. But they can't keep us down. Because even when they knock us down, we get right back up swinging harder every time. And they don't like that. So what is the next thing for them to, you know, try to annihilate us and get rid of us is to kill us. I was just looking at an article about the number of women that have been murdered by police. And out of all the races, guess who has the highest number of fatalities at the hands of police? Black women.
No doubt. Right.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this this chart here. Yep, it says black women are fatally shot at rates higher than women of other races. Is this really, I mean, it's not sad. It's infuriating to me.
Right, I agree.
Because, yeah, I mean, you know, we out here just trying to live like everybody else. And, you know, for us to be targeted, you know, just as a race, as a whole, is very, 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 very angering to me. And I know it is to you. I know it is to a lot of your listeners. And, you know, you talk about how we, you know, need to come together as a people to look out for one another, to protect one another. And I don't understand why, you know, there's some out here who just believe that we can't overpower things and make things happen for ourselves. You know, like you've said before, you know, we've never needed anybody but us, because we always gonna make some things happen. And that's
right.
Why, you know, these other races, especially these white folks in particular, you know, they don't never want to let us have nothing of our own. They always want to steal anything and everything we create or invent and want to take the credit for it.
True.
So, you know, in reference to, you know, some of the names that you mentioned, Leona Hale, you know, I was just reading that the prosecutors in this case, you know, are now trying to say that this woman is not really pregnant, that she's faking this pregnancy, and that she, in fact, did have a weapon. You know, and I'm looking at the picture, and, yeah, the picture looks Photoshopped to me.
Yeah, we had spoken about that offline. And I was talking about how fake that gun looked in her hand, you know. And then I am still eager to see, I mean, like, where's the body cam footage, you know, because
exactly.
That will answer all questions, you know.
Questions right there, yeah, which they still have yet to release that to the public. So, you know, that in itself, you know, it just, you don't hear about the police ever, you know, shooting a pregnant white woman or a pregnant Asian woman or a pregnant Hispanic woman.
Yeah.
And my thing is, you know, if she did have a weapon, you know, you wouldn't be able to just shoot her in the leg or something to subdue her, or anybody.
Yeah, we see them do it. We see them do it when it's cases like white assailants that they're after.
Yeah,
they get arrested.
Yeah,
you know.
But never with you know, any person of color. You know, it's always got to be a fatal shooting. And I really, you know, just makes me, anytime I see a story like this, you know, I just become more and more, I don't even know if I should say this, but yeah, I'm gonna say it. You know, I it just makes me hate these people more and more. It really makes me just want to, you know, become a vigilante of sorts. I mean, I'm just gonna
anger.
Be truthful, you know. Yeah.
Right. Because
you know,
it gets to a point where you are more like, damn, they ain't going to do nothing, so I got to do something. And I think really that should be the mindset. Like, system's not going to fix it. We got to fix it. You know,
gotta fix it.
And that
most definitely
is, I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the officers that were involved in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor, what's happening with them?
Exactly.
Ain't heard nothing.
with the Tatiana Jefferson.
I just heard
on a news report, I was flipping through local news about a couple of weeks ago, maybe two, mm-hmm. 3 weeks ago, and they did mention a Tatiana Jefferson case, because that case was supposed to start it in April. But something, I didn't really catch the whole story, just caught the end, but it's been pushed back again.
Oh, okay.
And they will announce the new court date, you know, because I try to keep up mm-hmm. with things like that as well, because,
right.
you know, some of those cases are big media talking points when they're happening, and then, you know, once a week is over, they fade away, and you never really know what kind of justice was served, if any, you know.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, I mean, and I know, you know, with that case, yeah, that's probably all we're going to be hearing, you know, for the next how many years. Oh, it's being pushed back. Oh, it's being delayed, or, you know, something to the effect of them just dragging it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to sweep it under the rug.
The rug, yeah. But, you know, let it have been, you know, a black officer that then killed a white woman. He probably, his trial would already be over with.
Oh, well, you remember the Muslim officer that shot the white lady up there in Minnesota a few years back. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, his mm-hmm. conviction and trial and sentencing mm-hmm. didn't take two years for that to happen. It was less
See.
Than 6 months, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It depends, you know, on what you look like, on how what kind of justice you're going to receive.
Going to receive.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, that's kind of just, you know, where my mindset is starting to veer towards, you know, because nothing else is being done. You know, we as a people, you know, we're so forgiving. We try to be peaceful and loving and, you know, caring. And that doesn't seem to be really getting us anywhere anymore.
Yep.
So,
and we have so many
you know,
times. Yep. So right.
I mean, so many times have, you know, pretty much turned the other cheek, you know, but where is this getting us? You know, and all the things that these our civil rights activists, you know, marched for back in the day, you know, trying to do it in a peaceful manner. And I just see kind of that same thing happening all over again. You know, we getting spit on, we getting the hoses turned on us, we getting the dog sicked on us. You know, and in this present day and age, no. I don't think we gonna be accepting of that anymore. So what's the next thing for us to do is to get like them, right? But then
we've gotta unite first.
Yeah.
And yeah, do what's necessary. And I've always said too that if we just unite and do what we're supposed to do, they won't even be a worry. You know, we'll just have to
mm-hmm.
be on the defense and make sure they don't come up in there doing what they do, looting and taking shit, you know?
Yeah.
Excuse my French. I'm on one
no.
tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm with you all the way on that. But, I mean, that seems like that's our only, you know, course or recourse of action at this point, you know, is to get like them. But like you said, you know, we definitely have to be on a united front. And
mm-hmm.
I just really wish our you know, more of us would be of the same mindset, be on the same page in that regard. Because if we don't get there, you know, this is what's going to continue to keep happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And then,
you know,
I am also to the mindset that it's, and I'm not taking anything away from the sisters, because the majority of the movements that happened back in the civil rights era would not have been successful had it not been for the sisters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
The point that I'm making, though, is in today's time, you know, there are not enough of us, black men, stepping up. And the sisters are ready.
Mm-hmm.
I've run into so many sisters who are really ready to take a position.
Oh, yeah.
And change the condition.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
it's so amazing. I can talk to some brothers and you don't get that 100% like you do with the black woman. You know,
mm-hmm.
you might got 100 brothers, and out of that 100, you might get 70% that's going to really
mm-hmm.
be with that, you know. And I think, just like Sister Kia said weeks ago on one of my shows, you know, it's just that defeated feeling that we have.
Yeah.
And I totally understood that, you know, feeling like we just can't no matter what, because even when we did, it didn't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But see, and
when
even
we did
that,
rebuild, when we mm-hmm. did create, they still came in and done what they did, you know, burn it down, took it by force, you know. And that's why I say we have to learn to speak their language, most definitely. And their language
yeah.
is violence, you know. So
mm-hmm.
anything that you build or that you are putting together that's going to be of value, you always have to protect it, because there's always going to be somebody that wants it, you know.
Yeah. See, and even with that, though, you know, that defeated feeling, I mean, I personally would feel like that should be, you know, some incentive to want to.
Right.
You know, change the narrative and go a different direction, do something different, so that, you know, we're not just settling for that.
Right, right.
Because I
yeah.
know I'm not.
And I think, too, we settle for a lot. We
mm-hmm.
we do. We settle and adjust to what's happening. We've always been able to do that. That's why we can struggle as,
mm-hmm.
you know, black men and black women. We struggle so well because we've always had to struggle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with that struggle, it builds strength, character, all of that, you know, that
yeah.
has
yeah.
always, you know, propelled us forward, but only to
mm-hmm.
be chopped down again, you know.
Again, yeah.
And that's why, yeah, I think it's important that when in building, yeah, you've got to put together a defense mechanism as well. Because, like I
mm-hmm.
say, yeah, you know, and then I don't think that it can't be done. We're just not doing it, you know.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, yeah, because it can be done. You know, anything is possible if you put your mind to it, you know, and then especially
yeah.
when you have unity in numbers. You
yeah.
can definitely make
exactly.
some things happen, you know. So that's the thing, you know, we gotta somehow, you know, get get our people out of that mind, that defeated mindset. and you know, what can we do or say to encourage folks to say, you know what, yeah, no, we don't have to settle for this. We don't have to be accepting of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I got another caller. Oh, I know who this is. I'm on opening up this microphone. Keep on talking, sisters. Go ahead.
Yes. And I just wanted to, you know, like Tupac said in his song, you know, keep your head up. You know, he said it's time to heal our women and be real to our women. And, you know, this is, of course, to the brothers. So, yeah, it would be so awesome to see more brothers stepping up. And not saying that there aren't any out there that are not, because I know there are brothers out there stepping up.
There are.
But, yes,
if we
can have more of them stepping up, then I really truly believe we can turn some things around.
Yeah, exactly. It's moving mm-hmm. in the same direction, you know.
Direction.
And like you say,
most
just,
definitely.
It's really time for us to focus on us, you know, and that's something
mm-hmm.
that we really don't do.
Don't do. We're not
open up your microphone,
yeah.
My brother.
What's going on, brother? How's everybody?
Oh, everybody's good. Everybody's good. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah.
No, you know, I told you I'd call, man. I mean, it's, you know how it is. I'm at this job that I'm about to quit because I'm tired of being the only black person in these places. Like I told you, remember I told you a while back that there's certain things that I think we've outgrown. This is one of them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Being
right.
the only black
right.
somewhere, you know, because now I'm having to retrain folks, you know. I mean, I don't know. I think I told you about the tall red dot Indian guy that I had put in my racist rehab, and I broke him. It can work. And I'm going to start doing it to all of them. White, silly black, coonish black, poor white, all of them. Whoever come across that way, I'm going to start doing it to them. Because what I found is they know that it's messed up how they feel, you know. By thinking that we're somehow less than or whatever, but that's because we've mm-hmm. been believing it for so long that they have mm-hmm. no reason not to. We're the best evidence that they're right to an extent. And I want all mm-hmm. our people to just start accepting the fact that, look, you know, you don't have to believe we came from kings and queens. Not all of us did. You don't have to believe we all came from Africa. Not all of us did. What you do have to know is that we are all human, another species on this planet, but we have the power of reasoning, which is fucking us up, and it can fix us, too, if we start doing it right. It's just right now, we're not there. We're not there, and the thing is we can't get everybody on that page. When a black person makes it, they don't want to look back. They don't want to look and bring some of them people up with them, and that's where we mess up because... Going back to visit the hood, man, you can kiss my ass with that. Why don't we turn the hood into a neighborhood again?
Right.
Why don't
right.
we try that? That's just communication, cleaning that shit up, and maybe whooping mm-hmm. your kid's ass now and then rather than playing this new shit of time out and all this other shit, calling the police on your children. Your children watch the news. They know what happened when you call the police. So when a parent does it to their own child, tantamount to attempted murder, in my book. Whoop they ass.
See?
Right.
Back to the basics.
Boy, you
hey,
damn,
we need
brother.
A renaissance on it. We need a renaissance
yeah.
on it. It's the only way. And then there's some
yeah.
adults need their asses whooped, too.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Okay. Yeah.
Ain't no age restriction on this. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
There's no age restrictions.
Right.
So, you know. So yeah.
Yeah.
No. I went. I had a few minutes. I said, let me go ahead and call. And my karma's been rolling pretty good. So I got an interview with a better job tomorrow. So I can tell these people to make my left nut jealous, and
yeah.
I can go ahead on with my world. You know. Yeah. You know how it is, man. And I ain't no offense to any of the queens or anything. y'all know, y'all done had the moments where y'all done told them to suck y'all's too.
Oh, yeah. No, you good, King. That's just what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we've been talking about. Just, I've kind of little upset about how women keep ending up pregnant and shot, locked up in jails in Russia, in the bed, sleeping, shot, and, you know, just things never change, you know, and
it's a humanitarian thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's all about humanity, man. We talk about it all the time. People are losing their humanity. It ain't just us.
Yeah.
It happens to us more because of the percentage of the population we are, considering the whole of the country. But it happens to pretty much everybody, you know. I've helped out immigrants and some of the shit they've going through. Man, it's rough, you know. It's some rough shit. So it's like it ain't just us. We go through a lot of shit. Don't get me wrong. We are warriors in this shit. But we're not the only ones. And we got to work on our humanity as a collective, too, because when we treat each other better, others will treat us all better.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Wow. I definitely agree.
My sister said something the other day, so I'm going to put a shirt out on it because it made sense to me. But we were talking, and she said, you know, connections don't mean roots. I said, damn it. Say it again. Say it again, okay? She said, connections, they don't make roots. I said, you know, you are so right. And that's the problem. We, you know, our problem is, first, we ain't even connected, but let alone we don't see each other as roots. We don't see each other that way. We see each other as extensions of the system. We don't see each other as roots to the tree that we are from, you know? So,
right, yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. Like I said, ass whoopings for everybody if you ask me.
Yeah, that might straighten it out.
Yeah. Yeah, some restructuring, for sure.
Can I ask who the queen is on the show?
Oh, that's that's Sister Tamisha.
Long time.
Yes,
I thought so.
Doing,
I wasn't
King,
sure.
Kevin, yes.
Look, we
long
got some tea time
no
going
see
on.
Yeah. Yes, long time no speak, sir.
It has been a while. It has been a while.
Once you started talking. Yes, it certainly has.
Yeah, they keep telling me, you know, ain't nobody bad like me. I keep hearing that.
No.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. No, but I just let me call and support my brother. I haven't called in a while. I actually had a moment. I said, let me go ahead and call him and see what's going on. I didn't know if you were doing the show tonight, and I had missed the last one because I wanted to talk with those brothers, kind of get them some ideas and see what we can make happen.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to try to put another one together with them, and maybe he can just come back on the show and give an update and all, and that way Brother Izzy and all can get in, and then Sister Nikki, I know she'll want to get back in on it. Then that way, too, the people can kind of get updated as well with what's going on. I know I talked to his wife. I messaged her, actually, just to see how she was and how he was. And she said she's, you know, hanging in there, fighting the fight. He actually got moved from where he was at in Tennessee Colony to Huntsville now, which is just south of Dallas.
Gladiator School.
Yeah.
Gladiator School.
Yeah. Oh, you done heard about it, huh?
Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, because that is one of the
ain't too many poisons out here
Texas
I don't know about. And I know how they do that one. That's Texas's most notorious prison, so.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It sure is.
Yeah, it's Gladiator School. Being a brother in there ain't the best move because, you know, the Mexicans run it. There's some brothers in there, but the Mexicans run it, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. Well, yeah, I wanted to get on. Actually, I may have you send me the login stuff. I may set it up to do a show on Wednesday or one of them days. I don't know, whatever day I decide to piss these people off and take a day off.
Right.
But, yeah, but I'll hit you up about it tomorrow. I'll have to jump back in here and get back to work. But it was nice hearing you again, Tamisha. We'll definitely catch
up. Yes, you as well, Kevin. Melvin.
Yes, no, ma'am. And,
you as well.
Melvin, we'll get up, definitely. I'll holler at you tomorrow for sure and get that info, man, unless you just want to send it to me in a text. But whatever I need to get in
right
to set up the show. All
right? Right on. We'll link up.
Definitely. Sounds like a plan. All right. Much peace. Love you
all
both.
Right.
Y'all be safe.
All right. You as
all
well.
Right.
Yes,
definitely.
All
right. Appreciate you calling in. All
right. Peace.
All right. Peace. Brother Kevin.
Yes.
Yeah, that was.
That brother right there, yeah, definitely is knowledgeable about a lot of things.
Yeah,
so,
true.
You know, he's one you can't put nothing past.
He said some key things. I mean, we do a lot. And that's what I was saying, you know, like earlier, we can fix internal, external really won't matter, you know, because we'll be doing what we need to be doing for one another, providing for one another, you know, and what's going on outside that won't worry us because it will not have an effect on us. You know what I mean?
On us, right.
And that's
right,
really
because we
to the point.
Care of our own, right.
We, exactly, yeah. And that's really the point and the place that we, you know, need to head, at least start considering it. And it's a lot of work, you know, because it's been a lot of years that we've been, you know, under this spell that we need
under,
this system.
Right, right. And,
you know,
and
you honestly,
just,
like
know,
I say,
said something, yeah, important there as far as it being a lot of work. And I know that there's probably a lot out here that don't want to put in the work. But that's what it's going to take, you know, for the direction to shift for us. We got to put in the work.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So I'm ready, you know, to pull my sleeves up and get down in the trenches and do what needs to be done.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know.
Definitely.
More people, yes.
I truly see see it happening. I see it happening. And, you know, I think really sometimes in my impatience, you know, you want things, you just want to see good things happening quicker. You know, you want to see necessary changes happening quicker. But, you know, there's a pace and a time. Also, you know, for everything, and I realize I do realize that there is a shift that's happening, but I would just like to see more of us shifting and
involved, exactly.
Getting back,
right,
you know,
Same. So, you know, I know I've posted on my Facebook page. And I'm going to continue to do as such, you know, to reach the masses, you know.
Yeah, because people have to know that, you know, and that there are like-minded people out here that want better as well. And I think sometimes that we are timid to speak up because we feel like we're the only one and what can I do, you know.
And
that's
see,
where
and that's the thing.
These types,
We don't want to just want better for ourselves. We want better for our people, for our community.
Right. Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And I know there are people out there, you know, in our community that want the same. But like you said, you know, they too timid to say anything, or they just don't feel like, you know, they feel like the efforts are going to go, you know, wasted. But I don't feel like that.
Right.
I don't feel like the efforts will go wasted if more of us come together.
Yeah. And it's more of us, mm-hmm. too, like I say, waking up slowly but surely, you know. And
mm-hmm.
that will bring about a change, you know, because that will trickle down, you know, just like
mm-hmm.
water, you know, running down
Absolutely.
A pipe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it will eventually hit the ground again and replenish and put back in, you know, and that's really what we have got to do, replenish our young people's minds, put back into them the things that were given to us, you know, like we were discussing the other night. And like I told you, we're like that last generation that got that village raising, you know, and it's going to be up to us to bring that back into existence and tell our grandchildren and so on and so on about our good old days so that they can try to, like I say, bring that back, because really that's the goal, I think, of people just want to be able to be where they are, be in peace, and make some good memories and live, you know, and not everyone, unfortunately, not everyone in America has had that opportunity.
Right.
You know.
Right. And no, you hit the nail right on the head there. We definitely, as the last of, I mean, like you said, we are the new elders for the generations up under us. Yeah. So, like I said, time to go back to the basics.
Yeah, and we're definitely stepping into that stage in life where, you know, we are going, we were of the past. We are, that's who we're going to be, you know, our grandparents, our great grandparents, and all those who preceded us, you know.
That's right.
Just that cycle of life, and then too, having that ability to give back knowledge, you know.
Oh yeah.
And things that will help those generations progress in life, righteous
in life,
you know.
Yeah, and teaching that to their kids and grandkids, and just continuing it on down generations afterwards.
Yeah.
We're going to get there.
Exactly.
Yeah, we will. We are going to get there. Like you said, you know, it's, you know, not going to happen overnight. But I truly believe we'll get there. We just going to keep putting it out there to the masses to reach them. We're going to reach somebody. You know?
Yeah, I think we
will,
too.
I'm not going to get tired. I'm not going to get tired. I'm going to keep on and keep on and keep on and keep on as long as I have breath in my body. Till we reach the masses.
It is nice to know. It would be nice to know, and it would be nice to see that a generation or two down the line, they will actually have what we all who preceded them have wanted, you know.
Wanted, yeah.
Which is just peace and the ability to live and build freely, you know.
Exactly.
And not
exactly.
be stereotyped.
Right.
You
not
know.
Be terrorized. Or,
exactly.
Yeah. Any of those things. Yeah. We're going to get there. And like you said, you know, there's plenty of black women out here that are ready to fight the good fight.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, I'm trying
you know,
to wake up.
Want you black
I'm trying to wake
know
up the
that,
warriors.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We going to wake them up. Yeah, we going to wake them up and shake them up.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. You know, people talk about, you know, how they're tired of seeing, you know, all of these things happening. Okay, well, you tired. You past tired. You
right.
learn tired. Come on in. Come on
mm-hmm.
in. Nothing can happen until you help make something happen.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
definitely.
Yeah. We yeah. We got to protect our own. You know,
mm-hmm.
protect our own. Mm-hmm. So, any of these folks that's listening, you know, that are not allies or that are just not, you know, a part of our communities, I'll just sit back and watch. And I'm just going to leave that there. Because they're going to stop messing with us.
Yeah, that
they're
is the goal,
stop.
Just to...
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we're not safe anywhere. I was reading a story, and I really want to delve off into that. I may do a show about this military, this United States military. I was actually listening to a story earlier where this sister down here in Texas in Fort Hood said that people have been after her down there and said that if anything happens to her, she didn't do it to herself. You know, and,
I think I saw something on Instagram in that regard. She was making, you know, several different little
That's where she did her
posts.
Video on Instagram, actually,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
Yeah. I did see that. And, yeah, she did a few of them, actually. And I think she's had to move different locations because she said, yeah, they watching me. They tracking my moves, my movement. And so, yeah, I do recall seeing that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say to, you know, just our safety in general. And honestly, we're not safe around them. We're
no,
truly not.
And I don't trust them. Yeah, I don't trust them at all. So, you
yeah,
know, I've
the
even
race,
told...
The racist element is, and that racist element has really returned with a vengeance. You know, just it has really returned and become very prevalent. And, you know, for that to happen, that means that within a lot of these homes, racism has been being taught since there was an ability to understand it. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
I definitely believe it's being
like
it's
say,
taught at home. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because you know, isn't this, people are not born hating people. You know.
No.
Yeah, that's something that's definitely a homegrown talent.
Yeah, and I know you had.
But,
I believe you did a show couple of weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, and you were talking about, you know, how they're snatching up, you know, these young women for the organ harvesting. And I think they're, just snatching up black people in general because there's big money in this organ harvesting. So, Yeah, we got to stay ready and be cognizant of surroundings at all times when you out and about. Because you all don't trust none.
Yeah. Take advantage of the daylight. Don't really try to do a lot of moving around before dawn and at dusk. I mean, and really, too, even in daylight, be vigilant still because it don't take
still.
But 5 seconds to come up missing, you know.
Yep, at all times you got to be vigilant, no matter what time of the day or night it is. So,
and I always tell the females to, arm themselves, get familiar with a weapon and arm yourself. Get comfortable with a gun that you feel safe to shoot, carry, because it can save your life literally nowadays.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, with all of that being said, you know, Sister Queens, watch yourselves, watch your backs, you know, and like King Melvin just said, you know, to stay armed at all times and just always know what's going on around you at all times. And not to say, you know, you got to be looking all paranoid and scared or anything, but just you just got to stay on top of stuff because, you know, we got to look out for ourselves and look out for one another. And I'm going to always be doing that, looking out for one another. You know, my brothers, too. The kings, too.
Definitely. Well, I ain't got but like a couple of minutes left. I appreciate you joining me tonight at on short notice as well. And there will be several other opportunities. I want to thank all my online listeners. Want to thank all those who called in. Feel free to hit the one and join the conversation. That's really what it's about, fixing one another. And on tonight's topic, I just will close in saying, black man, let's stand up. Let's be who we were born to be, meant to be, and who we are, you know, the original. We are the original everything, and we have got to provide the protection that our women need. Our women need us, and we need our women as well. There's never been a time throughout history where our civilization where a man done it all by himself or a woman done it all by herself. There was always a team effort, and I'm going to go back to that like I said earlier. It's time for us to start behaving as a unit, taking care of each other, being there for each other because we need each other. So I want to thank y'all, like I say, for tuning in. This has been another episode on the Panther Party Radio Network of The Big Picture. And I am the man on the microphone, Melvin Siri Jr. I appreciate you, as always, listening. And it's Monday to start this week off positive. Do something that can help somebody other than yourself. And like I always say in closing, let's plan, organize, and unify because we all have a key. I love y'all. Take care. Be safe. Peace. Power. Love. I am out.
Thank you.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture because everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe because ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Klan used to rally downtown in my city. And you wonder why the race relationship's so shitty? Show no pity, that's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city, it's all over the TV. Martin Luther King, I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent a hit, but the time and show make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame and never take no wooden nickels when they all change. I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the Tech 9 and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with some trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick. But it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Bree told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stun. Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.